朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我想就像刚才 Aaron 说的，也像我们在报纸上看的。
And as Aaron has shared earlier today, and what we read in the news,
啊，这个世界是不能给人安息，不能给人平安的地方。
This world cannot afford unto us peace.
啊，上个礼拜就在这边 shooting.
Last week we see here Ryan Gilroy, there was a shooting.
啊，这个礼拜昨天晚上14个小时里面。两个地方杀了30个人。
Within 13-14 hours across the span of our country, there's been mass shootings.
它可能发生在我们身上。你不过去沃尔玛买东西，就被杀了20个人。
Perhaps you would be on your way to Walmart, and you would be in the midst of this type of killing.
我们的孩子们在学校读书，可能被别人杀。
Our children going to school.The shooting could take
神的儿女们在教会聚会，可能有人来枪杀。
The children of God in the house of worship, these.May occur.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣走之前，他特别安慰我们。
Brothers, when the Lord departed, He particularly comforted us.
他说我们在这个世界里面会有苦难。
He says we will have tribulation in this world.
因为这个世界苦难是不可能离开的。
Because within this world, with the rounds of this world,
因为圣经告诉我们，整个世界伏在恶者的手下。
The Scripture tells us this world is under the dominion of the evil one.
而盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
And the thieves come to kill and to destroy.
他是用所有的方法在这里做杀害的事情。
He used whatever means possible to come to kill and to destroy.
他制造人和人、国和国、种族和种族之间的矛盾和冲突。
He knows the conflict between man and man, nation and nation, and race within race.
他制造人和人之间的仇恨。连家人之间都会这样。
He sees very well the hatred that we have with one another, even among our family members.
你看上个礼拜的凶手才19岁。
Last week we see that the gunman was only 19 years old.
昨天晚上的凶手才21岁。
The gunman from last night, he's only 21 years old.
为什么在短短的这么一段人生的路上，在他们里面产生这么多的仇恨？
In such a short span of their life, there's so much hatred within their hearts.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界上的人需要耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, this world is in desperate need of Jesus.
People need Jesus.
People need Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们决定不要活在象牙塔里面。
Do not live in this place where we are isolated.
在你的公司里面，甚至在你的家里面，就有很多人需要耶稣。
In our workplaces, in our homes, there are people who are in desperate need of Jesus.
We would like to see Jesus. 我们要见耶稣。
We want to see Jesus.
这是全世界的呼声。
This is the cry of this world.
我们要祷告主。
Brothers, we need to pray to the Lord.
我们虽然在世上有苦难，但是在主里面有平安。
Yes, we may have tribulation in this world, but in the Lord we will have peace.
主耶稣说他把他的平安留给我们。
The Lord says that I give unto you my peace.
而且这个平安是世界不能给的，也不能夺去的。
This is the peace that the world cannot give and it cannot take from you.
这个平安其实就是一个 living person, 就是讲到主耶稣。
This peace is the living person. It is Jesus Christ himself.
我们得到了耶稣，我们里面就有真实的平安。
When we have Jesus, we have true peace.
我们得到了耶稣，里面就有真实的安息和满足。
And when we have Jesus, we have true peace and we have true satisfaction.
所以当耶稣复活的时候，他最常对人的问候就是愿你们平安，对不对？
After Jesus resurrected, very often, every time he encountered his people, he would say peace unto you.
所以你们千万不要以为我们开始讲道的时候，弟兄姊妹平安是口头禅。
Do not think it was just customary that every time before we begin to speak,We greet one another with peace unto you, brothers and sisters.
这是在一个信心里面，我们彼此的祝福，彼此的问安。
It is a blessing in the realms of faith that we greet one another in the peace of the Lord.
我们要为着骨肉之亲，为着在各地的混乱，为着各地的仇恨，我们要多祷告。
Yes, we need to pray for our family members. We need to pray for those who are around the world. Pray for those who are in hatred.
一定要发挥我们是光是盐的责任。
And the church needs to give the notion that we are light, that we are salt of this world.
我好久没有讲 combined meeting 了哈，两个月。
It's been quite a while that I haven't spoken at our combined services, about 2 months.
下个月就是我们的劳工节退休会，一年一次的。
The next month would be our Labor Day retreat, our conference, and it's once a year.
这个先不要放哈。我两个礼拜以前在 办公室同工里面考他们，说我过去讲了这么多年哈，我们退休会的三个主要的目的。
I quizzed the office staff last week. I said, for so many years, every time we have these annual retreats, the significance, the three significance and the purpose, or at least the significance of the retreat, these three folds.
我每次考弟兄姊妹的时候都是带着盼望来考的。
And every time I quiz brother and sister, I quiz them with a sense of hope.
每一次考完的时候，我就需要主的安慰，让我能够继续往前。
And every time I quiz brothers and sisters, I need the comfort of the Lord that I may continue forward.
我发现能够记得这三件的不多，所以我现在不考你们了，免得我自己难过。
I come to discover that there aren't too many that we remember the threefold aspects of our conferences, so that I wouldn't be discouraged.
但是我给你们十秒钟想一下这三个答案是什么。
And I'll give you 10 seconds for you to maybe think about it, maybe.Talk amongst yourselves.
然后你自己给自己打分。
And then you would give yourself a score.
哪三个？
Think about which were these threefold purposes or significance or benefits for the retreat.
过去二十多年，我不止讲过二十遍了。
For the past 20 years, I know I've repeated this at least 20 times.
林道亮院长说，一篇道不听三十遍是听不懂的，所以我还有几次的。
Elder Lin was reminding us that unless we listen to a message 20 times, we probably don't really comprehend it.
Okay, 好，我宣布答案。
So I'll give the answer.
第一件事情。
Foremost.
每一次在这个聚会的时候，神都为我们每一个人、家庭跟教会预备了一份特别的祝福要赐给我们。
Every time we come to this conference, the Lord has prepared a portion of His blessing for you as an individual, as a family, and us as a church.
每一次我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿的时候，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
And every time we ascend onto the mount of the Lord, we come to the temple of the Lord God. Then on the mount of the Lord will have His provisions.
不仅要给整个教会有特别的祝福。
Not just a blessing for our church as a whole.
要给你的家，给你的小组。
But for your families, for your small groups,
尤其要给你我的个人有一个特别的祝福。
And particularly for you and for me, individuals, God has a portion of blessing.
如果我们不相信，我们没有用祷告来预备自己，弟兄姊妹，我们得到的可能只是其中一小部分，甚至没得到。
If we do not receive it by faith, we do not claim it by faith. What we come and receive maybe just a very small portion of God's prayer. 所以
要为着自己，为着自己的家，为着教会祷告。
So for yourselves, for your families, for your small groups, for your church.Pray.
让我们每一个人都 100% 得到神预定要给我们的。
And every single one of us, we receive 100% the full portion of God's blessing.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
每一次碰到退休会，又是一年过去了。
And every time we come to a retreat, we are reminded a year has passed.
这是我们的spiritual checkpoint, 属灵的检视点。
And I remind everyone that this is a spiritual checkpoint for each and every one of us.
圣经告诉我们要凡事长进 ，grow in all things.
The scripture tells us that we need to grow in all things.
应该每一件事情我们都可以长进的。
That in every manner of our lives, of our walks, we ought to grow.
不要说整天了，一个礼拜了，一个月了，都应该长进的。
Not to say every day, but every week, every month, there should be growth.
更不要说一年过去了。
Not to say a year has gone by.
所以这是我们属灵生命的一个 checkpoint.
And it is a checkpoint for our spiritual life.
也是我们跟神之间关系的一个 checkpoint.
It is also a checkpoint between our relationship with God.
也是我们在侍奉上我们的品质、态度各方面的一个 checkpoint.
The quality and our attitude towards service is a good checkpoint.
如果我问你说过去一整年里面你最大的长进是什么？
If I were to ask you what is the greatest growth for you in the past year?
如果你答不出来的话，弟兄姊妹，你浪费一年了。
If you cannot have an answer, then I will tell you you wasted a year.
你不要告诉我说你银行的存款多了一个零，不值钱。
Maybe you would say I added a zero at the end of my bank account. I would say that's not worth it.
你不要说我终于拿到博士学位了。
Because I finally got my PhD degree.
如果我们在基督里没有长进的话。
If we have not grown in Christ.
如果我们跟神的关系没有长进的话。
If our relationship with the Lord has not grown.
我从前祷告碰不到神，现在祷告还是碰不到神。
I cannot meet the Lord in my prayer in time past. I still cannot meet the Lord in my prayer now.
从前圣灵感动我的时候，我顺服不来，我到现在还是顺服不来。
When the Holy Spirit moves me, I cannot come into obedience to Christ. I still can't do that now.
我从前培养不起一个稳定的灵修生活，到今天我还是没有稳定的灵修生活。
I cannot cultivate a steady spiritual walk every day. I still can't do that now.
从前我的太太一唠叨我就生气，到现在还是一样。
And time passed, my wife nags me, and I get frustrated. I'm still the same.
那太太也是一样，去年喜欢唠叨，今年还是喜欢唠叨。
And similarly, wives they like to nag, and they still want to nag today.
弟兄姊妹
Maybe a bad example.
我们的信心生命，我们的奉献生命，我们的祷告生命，我们的读经生命，到底有没有长进？
Our lives in His Word, our lives in prayer, our lives in waiting on the Lord, have those things grown in us?
我们从前侍奉的态度跟今天侍奉的态度和品质到底有没有不一样？
Our service attitude, the quality of our services, or have they changed? Have they improved?
弟兄姊妹，一年了。
Brothers and sisters, 1 year.
一年呢、欸、
One whole year.
如果你想真是想不出来的话，我们都要悔改的。
If you cannot come to anything, brother, sister, we need to repent.
如果你想到的话，感谢神。
If you come to something, praise God.
继续加油。
We'll continue to press on.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
我们每一次借着这样子的特会、啊、
And through these conferences, through these retreats,
我们享受肢体的生活，我们活出身体的见证。
We can enjoy the bodily life. We live out the testimony of the, how we are a body in Christ.
从前我们都是在 camp、在山上。
In time past, we would venture out and be at a campsite.
我们完全被分别出来了。
And we would be separated out from our everyday walk.
你再怎么样这几天得跟你那个会打鼾的弟兄睡在一起。
No matter No matter how comfortable you used to be, but you were confined in a room with other brothers who snores.
你都回不来，你得坐在那边一堂又一堂的聚会。
And that you cannot come home, you have to sit in the meeting one after another.
但是积极上来说，我们又是一个很难得的机会，可以有四整天在一起。
But very positively, we can also see it from the perspective for 4 days that we would be with one another.
那个我叫不出名字的弟兄，我现在终于可以认识他了。
That brother, I can never.Get his name. I know his name now.
我们每次见到面只能说你好吗，我好吗，就走了。现在可以讲深一点了。
And every week we see one another, we say hello, and that's the extent of our greeting to one another. Now we can go in more depth.
弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
How good, how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity.
这个叫做享受肢体在爱里面的生活。
This is what is meant by enjoying the bodily life.
你看我们早上唱诗多喜乐，对不对？你一个人在家唱诗绝对达不到这个境界。
And how wonderful it is.For us to come and worship and sing together when you're by yourself, maybe you will not be at that same place. And we enjoy the joy that we have as we're together. And then we come and live out the testimony of this body. And the church, not only are we standing on the position of one that is being blessed by God, to receive the blessings of the Godhead, all the fullness that's in the Godhead. And the church is also commissioned that we may give out and magnify Christ.
我们像身体一样那么和谐，好，那么同心的来彰显基督。
That as our bodies we are in harmony, that we are in one accord, that we come and exemplify Christ.
所以我们学习舍己，学习服侍，学习顺服。
We learn to deny ourselves, to be humble toward one another, to serve one another.
大会主席如果请你往中间坐，我们就赶快站起来就往中间坐，这叫顺服。
The announcer asks everybody to please move forward and occupy the empty seats, and we all obey and we come forward.
有福音朋友，有 newcomer, 有 visitor 从外地来，我们像个主人一样在爱里面来接待，来招待他们。
With their gospel friends, with their visitors, they're here visiting us, and we would be like hosts and we would take care of them.
让人家就觉得这是一个基督身体该有的见证。
And that everybody would say this is the right testimony.For what is called the body of Christ.
好，我们在餐厅排队的时候，看到年长的就请他往前去。就是因为这都是身体的见证。
When we're in line in the cafeteria, we see those who are more elderly. We would ask them just go ahead of us.
我本来应该最后讲的，我现在就顺便讲了哈。我们这次有这么多外地来的，甚至从海外、从国内来参加我们聚会的。
I was going to say this at the end of the message, but in this particular retreat, we have a lot of visitors, particularly those who are from afar, from.Even outside the country,
大概有将近五十个人要来参加。
There are about 50 attendees that falls in that category.
那我们报告了程序单上写了好几次，希望弟兄姊妹如果可能打开家来接待他们。
We asked the brothers and sisters that if in our announcements, maybe we could open our homes and
你们慢一点，我说放在旁边，把我秘密讲出来了。谢谢。
Our protectors are on the spot, but Pastor Yu wants to continue before he displays the verse.
你们知道这边旅馆多贵吗？
Do you know how expensive is the hotel right next
door to us?
Embassy
Suite. 你如果礼拜一去住的话，170多块钱。
Embassy Suite. It's about $170 some dollars a day.
周末大概130多块钱，加税下来就150块钱。
The weekend's about 130 with taxes, is about $130 a night.
我们实在不忍心告诉他，给他一个 link， 你自己去租。
We really do not want to give him just a recommendation and say these are the hotels, go rent those places.
我从小在台湾长大，每一次教会办特会的时候，各地的圣徒来，没有人住旅馆的。
I grew up in Taiwan. Ever since my youth, every time we have a retreat.Everybody that comes from afar, nobody lives in the hotel.
弟兄姊妹争先恐后的愿意打开家，而且还要申请被审核通过了才准接待的。
All the brothers and sisters would be more than willing to open up their home. They all each have to be interviewed. They have to go through a very rigorous process before they're allowed to host someone.
如果你招待了一个人，一天到晚跟他讲 gossip， 讲股票投资，我们不会让你接待的。
And if you host someone and every single day you're gossiping with this individual and you're talking about finances.We wouldn't select you as a host.
弟兄姊妹真的还要被训练过，怎么样子能够在爱里面来接待远方的圣徒。
And everyone's actually been trained how to receive in the love of the Lord those who are visitors from afar.
你如果去读新约圣经，圣经至少几十次讲到接待方面的教导。
And in the New Testament, you will see many times the scripture says receive or welcome.
我今天 只能够讲两个经文给大家参考。
And I only bring forth to you two references.
第一个经文我们一起来读。好，谢谢你们，现在放了。
The very first reference, our projectionist. Thank you very much.
这个我昨天晚上临时在网络上找的，我到了这边才发现字不大。
I just discovered...
你们帮我改了，谢谢。来，我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
不可忘记用恶心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。英文一起来啊。
Verse 2, do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwillingly entertained angels, unwittingly.
圣经上说，你在接待这些客旅的时候
，The scripture says that as we come and receive and welcome，
很多人不知不觉接待了天使
，strangers that unwittingly they've entertained angels。
那接待的天使已经不得了了，对以色列人来说，接待天使是大事。
And for the Jews, for them to receive angels, to welcome angels, is a big thing.
你去读旧约，多少时候神的使者显现，就有大事情发生。
And you see in the Old Testament so many times that the angels of the Lord appear, great things begin to happen.
就有特别的祝福临到。
The great blessings would come.
然后到了新约，圣经上讲的不光是天使了哈。
And when we come to the New Testament, not only angels.
我们现在读马太福音第十章。
And let's come to Matthew chapter 10.
这个字稍微小了一点啊。
I know the word's a little hard to read.
那请你们前面看得到的念大声音。
So those of you who can't see, I have to read it out loud.
最后两行可以回头看。
Those who are in the back, you can turn around and look at the projection
screen. 我们一起来念一遍中文，先念第40节。
Verse 40.
人接待你们就是接待我，接待我就是接待那差我来的。请问弟兄姊妹停在这。
Let's pause right here.
接待神的仆人，接待神的儿女们是接待谁？
If you receive God's servants, you see God's children, who are you receiving?
这是耶稣说的。
This is what Jesus said.
他说不是就好像接待我，他说就是接待我。
The Lord didn't say it's like receiving me. The Lord says it is receiving me.
而接待我就是接待那差我来的是谁？
And he who receives me receives him who sent me. Who sent him?
所以你要晓得接待圣徒是大事情呢。
So receive a saint into your house is a great thing.
我们要用最简单的信心和爱心来做这件事情。
With the simplest of faith and love that we would come and accommodate.
41节，因为我位置不够了，我没有念。他说，凡是因为先知的名接待先知，他就要得到先知的赏赐。
Verse 41 is not included here, but it says, "He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward."
我们中间有没有任何人是先知啊
？Anyone's a prophet in our midst?
没有资格。
We don't have that right to be claimed a prophet now.
所以你想要得到先知的赏赐，你不用当先知，你就可以得到。
And to receive the reward of a prophet, you don't need to be a prophet to receive it.
就是当你接受为着先知的名接待先知，你就得到先知的赏赐。
You receive a prophet in the name of a prophet.
好像你为了一个义人的名接待义人 righteous， 你就是接待 你自己得到义人的赏赐。
And he who receive a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
好，那你说我们现在又不知道先知在哪，义人也看不到。
And he said, I don't know who the prophets are. I don't know who the righteous are.
最后四十二节，我们再来一起读。
Verse 42, let's read it together.
无论何人
，and whoever gives one of these little ones, 只
要把一杯凉水
only a cup of cold water in the name of the disciple.
我实实在在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。有没有人接待客人连一杯水都给不出来的
？Have anyone received a guest that you have not bring forth a cup of water？
所以我希望今天会后大家都抢着跑去找约瑟弟兄报名。
And I pray that after the service, everybody will come to our brother Joseph. He's sitting right here in the front.And register to be a host.
我们真的是照着这是主耶稣说的。
And again, these are the words of the Lord.
当我们接待神的仆人，接待小子里的一个。
When we receive the servant of the Lord, we receive the least among them.
就是接待耶稣。
We are receiving Christ.
就是接待差耶稣来的神。
We are receiving Jesus and the one whom sent him.
太荣耀了。
How glorious!
今天很多教会丢掉了这个从前教会美好的见证。
And a lot of churches, we lost this wonderful blessings in the early day churches.
一个好的教会应该有各方面的 quality 跟品质。
A good church should have good qualities in every aspect.
乐意接待圣徒是其中的一个。
The willingness to receive guests and visitors as a quality.
连保罗讲到挑长老、挑执事的、挑 leader， 他是乐意接待远人。
And Paul particularly mentioned for those who are to be elders, to be pastors and leaders, they need to be hospitable. They need to be able to receive others.
好好好，我需要回到我今天的题目来了。
I have to quickly come back to what I'm the message for today.
每一次的 combine meeting， 我的主题是讲到唯独基督。
Every time we combine this year, we're focusing on the theme Christ alone.
今天早上要讲到的这个题目是主耶神从天上两次发声讲的话。
And twice, the Father God has spoken from heaven.
这是说到很特别、很特别的一种情况底下，神从天上讲话下来。
It's a very special occasion where God needed to speak from heaven.
不光我们在这里学习高举基督。
Not only do we learn how to exalt Christ together,
神自己从天上说，这是我的爱子，我所喜爱的。
But God from heaven says, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道耶稣基督的一生在地上33年半。
That we know Jesus in the 33 and a half years that he tread in this world.
他的出生跟他在十字架上为人赎罪，他受死。他的生跟死都是整个宇宙的大事。
And from his birth and his death upon the cross, these are great things that change the history of mankind.
不得了的大事。
And they are immense matters to the world.
他的出生，他的死都改变了整个人类的历史。
His birth and his death changed human history.
而他在这中间这三十三年半里面
，and in the midst of these two events, the 33 and a half years,
你可以把它分成两大段。
And you can separate into two great categories.
第一大段是前三十年他的隐藏的生活。
And the very first is the 30 years where his life is hidden.
为什么叫隐藏的生活？不是他躲起来。
Why do I say the life is hidden? It's not that he himself is hiding.
而是圣经上对他这三十年没有太多的记载。
But the scripture does not reveal to us what has transpired in these 30 years.
只有在路加福音第二章提到他十二岁的时候到圣殿去。
And Luke chapter 2 only mentioned when he was 12, when he went to the temple.
然后一直到三十岁中间只有弄一句话就带过去了。
And only with these words that the scripture described from the age of 12 to when he was 30.
就是在路加福音第二章结束的时候耶稣的智慧和身量并神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And only at the end of Luke chapter 2, it says that the stature and the wisdom of the Lord continued to grow in favor with God and men.
所以第二个大阶段
，and the second great portion of this life，
就是他后面的三年半，他公开的 ministry， 公开的服事。
And the three and a half years， the remaining three and a half years of his life， where he entered into public ministry。
所以整个的耶稣的这一生三十三年半就是这样分成两大段。
So for 33 and a half years of Jesus's life can be divided into these two main categories。
而在他第一阶段结束的时候
，at the conclusion of this first portion，
神。 主耶稣就进到约旦河去受洗。
The Lord came to the River Jordan to be baptized.
因为他准备出来服事了。
And he was about to enter into ministry.
那就在那一次站在约旦河的时候。
And right at that moment when he was standing in the River Jordan.
圣经上告诉我们，天突然为他打开来。
And the Scripture says that the heaven was open.
弟兄姊妹，天打开来是一件大事情。
And brothers and sisters, heaven being open is a great thing.
在旧约里面很多的时候讲到神百姓不顺服神的时候
and oftentimes in the Old Testament when it speaks about how the people of God would not obey God
讲到天如铁地如铜
it says that the heaven was like iron and the earth was like bronze
天不为我们降甘露地不为我们出土产
the earth would not the heaven would not bring forth rain and the ground would not yield its produce
人类这么几千年下来
for thousands of years
当耶稣三十年生活过完的时候
at the 30-year conclusion of the first 30 years of Jesus' life
当耶稣脚站在约旦河要受洗的时候
when Jesus was standing in the River Jordan was about to be baptized
他在那里尽诸般的义
he says to fulfill all righteousness
突然天开了
all of a sudden the heaven was open
弟兄姊妹这是大事情
and this is a great thing
神在这里印证他前三十年的生活是完全合神心意的
Godwants to testify that the first 30 years of his life was pleasing unto him.
我们刚才讲 checkpoint, 我们属灵的 checkpoint.
And we talk about checkpoints.
这个好像主耶稣前30年神对他整个30年的一个结论。
This is God's, Father God's conclusion concerning him of his, the way he lived his life for 30 years.
天开了。
Heaven was open.
圣灵降临在他身上。
The heaven descended upon him.
然后神说这是我的爱子我所喜悦的。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him and the Lord cried, the God cried out, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
神用这句话悦纳了他整个三十年的生活。
The Father God acknowledged the first 30 years of his life.
第二个阶段。
And the second portion.
我们不久前刚读了马太福音十七章。
We just recently read Matthew chapter 17.
就是主耶稣这三年The ministry 快要结束，准备要上十字架的时候。
And Jesus was coming to the three and a half years of ministry. He's about to go on the cross.
他带着三个最亲信的门徒上了高山，然后变了容形。
He took the three of the closest disciples to him. They went onto a mount, and there he was transfigured.
这是神又再一次说，这是我的爱子。
And God once again spoke and said, "This is my beloved son."
我所喜悦的
In whom I am well pleased.
等于面对了他，等于是针对了他这三年半在地上所有的服事里面的一个肯定
And again, concerning the three and a half years or the 3 years that he's been walking and he's been ministering, is the affirmation of the Father.
神再一次说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的
And God once again says out loud, "This is my beloved son." In whom I am well pleased.
弟兄姊妹，你不要以为这是简单的事情。
Brothers and sisters, do not think that these are simple things.
因为耶稣基督是站在人性的地位上接受所有的试探跟挑战。
You need to know that Jesus Christ stood on the grounds of humanity. He was tempted in every way.
他是站在人性的地位，凡事受过试探。
He stood in the realm on the grounds of humanity, and he was tried. He was tested in every way.
跟我们一样。
Just like us.
大家有没有觉得生活很多试探啊
Do you discover a lot of temptations in your life?
从早到晚都是试探啊
From the moment that you wake till the moment that you go to bed.
圣经上说他也凡是受过试探跟我们是一样的
The scripture says that he was tempted in every way just like us.
唯一不同的只是他没有犯罪
But he did not sin.
我曾经举过例子哈
And I gave an example before.
我想你们在 NBA 里面都有自己的英雄。
And I think among us who are sitting here, we all have our own heroes among the players in the NBA.
投篮最准的，我现在不知道是谁。我以前以为是 Mike Jordan， 后来发现不是哈。
Who has the highest percentage or the accuracy of shooters? I thought it was Michael Jordan, but I think that's changed now.
那我看过最高的一个记录是 98.1%。
Free throws. The free highest throw. Percentage that I...
Free throws? 对对对, free throws.
Okay. 98.1%.
就是没有人可以来挡你, 就是这么近丢一下。
So again, you're standing at the free throw line. Nobody's blocking you. You shoot the ball.
不可以来有人来打岔, 就是 free throw.
Nobody can come and bother you. It's called a free throw.
他说到现在没有一个人可以破他的记录。
No one has broken that record.
那么主耶稣在他终身里面所有的试探不知道有多少仇敌我要来 block 他。
And throughout Jesus' life, the enemies come time and time again. They all come to tempt him.
他不是只是那么简单站在那里 free throw.
And you need to realize Jesus wasn't standing at the free throw line, nobody blocking him, he was shooting the ball.
他不管站在哪个角落，不管距离多远，不管有多少人来 block 他，他百发百中。
And no matter where he's standing, how far he is in the court, maybe even out on the bleachers, doesn't matter where he is, people will be blocking him. Every time he shoots, he makes the shot.
你要丢十个，十个都进。
To make 10 shots,Shoot 10 times and make all of them?
大概没有几个人做得到。
I think very few of us would be able to do that.
I don't know about Pastor Andy.
Maybe Pastor Andy is very good. He could do it.
但是十个都中，你丢一百个，是不是一百个可以都中
？What about 100 shots? Would you be able to make it all 100 times?
那已经是很大的挑战。
And that's a great challenge.
你丢一万个，一万个都中。
What about 100,000? You make all 100,000.
不管多少人 block 你。
It doesn't matter how many people come and try to block you.
或者你根本是在最后一条线，你知道那是94。
Or maybe,
我今天早上才查的。
Maybe you're at the baseline. It's 94 feet away. I just discovered that, or I researched it this morning.
我不管多少角度。
No matter what angle, where from the court.
五个 Michael Jordan 来 block 他，他都照进。
Five Michael Jordans come and blocks him. He will still make it.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一件容易的事。他凡事受过试探，只是他从来没犯罪。
Brother and sister, he was tempted in every way, but he did not sin.
而只有这样子的神的儿子，才可能为我们赎罪。
Only the Son of God, like him,can be a propitiation for our sin.
才能够被称为神的羔羊。
And can be called the Lamb of God.
要成为神的羔羊，必须无瑕疵、无斑点。
But to be called the Lamb of God, he must be without blemish.
连一个斑点都不可以。
Not even one speck.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神从天上发声，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
So when God cries out from heaven, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased.
你不要用人的角度去读它，这是不得了的事情。
Do not read it from the perspective of man, but you need to realize this is something that is immense.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。